Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode 5 of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Why drink alone when you can drink with us?
Why?
Why would you do it?
Why?
Just don't.
Well, I'm pretty excited today. Well, just for a lot of reasons.
How excited are you?
Well, I'll tell you how excited I am. First of all, we've got the original Dream Team back together.
Yay. Yummy, yeah. Brad's here. Yummy.
Yep. So the original cast, there was a lot of strife. You know, we worked out all of our differences, and I'm glad that we're all back together. I am Greg Took, and I'll be your host. Also joining me today,
Lynn Miller,
Brad Dinsmore,
Erica Black.
Right on, the so-called Dream Team. So you can find us on
Facebook. Like nightmares.
Right. Find us on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're on the web, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary, on Instagram, Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on Snapchat, Big Papa, BigPapaah. Well, last week, we reviewed JD's Bloody Mary mix. They knocked it out of the park, some of the highest marks we've ever had. That was a really good mix. And we're actually going to be serving that at our house concert today, which leads me to another thing I'm excited about. Todd May and Shane Sweeney are going to be here shortly to perform for a house concert, but we're also going to talk with them a little bit, and you'll hear that here soon. And they're going to do a couple songs special for our listeners. So we're kind of a big deal. Today we're going to review an interesting product. It's the Salty Iguana Bloody Mary Mix. It's green in color, made of tomatillos. They have two flavors, so we're going to check them out and give you our thoughts on those.
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
All right. Well, let's get pouring. This stuff looks pretty good. I think we'll start with the original recipe. Green in color. A little bit thick.
Little bit.
Yeah, we'll shake it nice. A little more ice.
Mm. I like the color of this.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
This is out of the box.
Yeah.
No, it's in a bottle.
Out of the bottle.
Of course. That's how you would answer.
It smells really good.
It smells like a yummy, yummy taco.
So we're trying. Yeah. We've got two. We have habanero and original. Is that right?
That's right. Yep. Okay. And we're starting with the original. Does everybody have enough there?
I can go for a little more.
A little extra shot?
A little more in the glass.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Hold it just a minute here.
Well, no, come on now. Don't keep doing that.
It's Wisconsin here. And we don't have a beer chaser.
Oh.
That's bullshit.
It's a chaser.
That's right. That's how you do it. Our chaser today is Miller Lite.
Here's to Miller time.
A good Wisconsin beer.
I'm pouring
beer.
Brad a really good foamy head right
oh,
there.
Oh, jeez.
I'll trade with you. There you go.
You Hillary'd him.
I Hillary'd him. I did. Now that's a thing.
How you feeling, Bernie? Burned?
So we're going to continue to drink this, and we invite you to get your own drink and join us. And in a little bit, Lynn is going to sing a song. I know that's kind of what everybody tunes in for.
Yes, I know.
And we won't tell you what it is, but
that's the highest rate.
She doesn't even know what it is yet.
Yeah, we do studies. There's always a big spike when it gets to that that point, and then everything drops off.
Yeah,
the research firm of Took and Took has identified that that portion of the podcast is the most highly rated.
I want the drugs they're taking.
So Salty Iguana is, they're out of Colorado, and I did talk with the owner a little bit. I asked them about where they make their mix, and of course course it is. It in Colorado, they have a local company that does their bottling. They're very proud of their roots in Colorado, and they have no intention to leave there. They're expanding, I guess, pretty quickly, but they want to stay in Colorado. They've been making it since February of 2015, almost a year and a half. I asked him, how did it start? And he said that his friend Brad hates tomato juice. And so he calls that a mater hater. You know some of these people that mm-hmm. they don't, and I'm always trying to convert people that don't like Bloody Marys because they hate tomato juice.
You converted me.
Yes.
Oh, isn't that all he did?
Score.
I think it was maybe the summer of 2007 you converted me to actually like
Seen the
tomato
light.
Juice and Bloody Marys.
Yeah, but this
good
is kind of interesting. So,
out of the dark side.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So to get around that's I guess was the inspiration.
I'm waiting to get converted.
Well, stick around. Here, have another drink. Cheers. They use tomatillos, and so you know a tomatillo is quite a bit different from a tomato. You know, they're from the tomato family, I guess, but they have more of a tart flavor. They come in those little.
Papery.
Yeah, there's a papery kind of a lantern shell on them.
I used them for making some Mexican dishes, mm-hmm. but I've never drank it, so this is
yeah, it's a Mexican different. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Latino.
And one of the things they suggest, and I took their suggestion, is to mix with tequila. Did you guys, are you doing vodka? Or?
I'm doing vodka.
I did vodka.
And I haven't done tequila yet.
Well,
do tequila.
We still have tequila.
I see
tequila.
On their site about that, so.
Yeah, it's a pretty good mix. It's tasty. I'll probably try one.
It probably would be better with the tequila with the tomatillos.
Yeah. Well, I've only had it that way so far, so I'll try it the other way for the next one.
A little kinky. Mm.
So this is the first tomatillo-based mix on the market. It has less sodium than a traditional Bloody Mary. It honors food patterns within the world, and it's made with non-GMO ingredients. It's a Southwestern style in its flavor profile. They wanted to create something that's entirely unique, so they captured the flavors that frequently appear in the Southwest. Yeah, you definitely taste that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously?
I also asked them, there's a couple of questions I always like to ask these guys. What is the worst Bloody Mary you've ever had? And he says, I've had some made with just tomato juice and minimal spices. Awful. I've also had Mr. and Mrs. T's. Boy, this is like the third time that mm-hmm. name has come up as the worst. We should review Mr. and Mrs. T's. And
just to see how low a rating we can give it?
Well, let's just, you know.
Just be interesting to do it because we've been doing some really good mixes this last year.
Yeah, these
weeks.
Are craft yeah. Bloody Mary mm-hmm. mixes. Yeah. So we should do that. That'd be kind of fun.
Do we have to come in costumes?
One that started with a Z.
You know, Zing Zang has not come up as an answer yet. But actually, my thought was maybe we could do a blind tasting of a Zing Zang versus
ones.
Another one or
yeah.
something. I don't know.
Go.
Okay, I'm just spitballing here.
Although Mr. and Mrs. T's is usually what's found on an airplane, so do we have the budget to fly us somewhere cool and then we can
go.
Try it
oh,
there?
I sure hope so. I'm ready to get out.
Yeah.
Really? That's what they serve on airplanes?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
The ones we've been
no
on
class.
Lately. Greg actually orders one.
I'll do it. You know, any port in a storm, I always say.
I would order tomato juice, a lime wedge, and then one of those little pepper things, packets, before I would order that.
Which you could tell. Really? So you could fix the Mr. T's.
In addition to your already poor flying experience, they're throwing on.
Yeah.
Oh. And you pay whatever for it.
Insult to injury. Yeah, they don't give
them
away.
Well, no, the tomato, the mix is free, but the
make me.
The vodka is like $8 now.
Well, we bring our own, though.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We do bring our own.
Yeah, you can, those little
now you can
travel
carry
bottles.
Oh, never mind. It'd be easy to carry some of these.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
You don't have to put that anywhere. You know, you can have those in plain sight.
Well, you know.
Off topic.
Yeah. You know what I forgot to do? What? And the thing that probably people are tuning in for besides Lynn singing yes. is our contest winners from last yeah. week.
Hey, this is exciting.
Yeah. So JD's is giving away 3 gift boxes. I put it out there that if anyone wanted to enter, all they had to do is go write a review in iTunes or share a review on their Facebook or Instagram. So we had about 1,000 people who did go ahead and enter. Everyone's looking at me like I'm lying, and I am lying.
1,000.
I didn't. I lost count.
What
after.
Happens if the winner's from Hong Kong? Are we going to ship to Hong Kong?
Oh Lord, I'm going to deliver it.
Absolutely. No, we.
Lynn's on the plane there, but she's got to take her own mix.
We would have.
Yeah. Yep.
So the winners are Tom Burns, Adam Erickson, and Rod Culkins. So if you 3 guys, Tom Burns, Adam Erickson, and Rod Culkins, hit us up on Facebook. Just send a private message with your address, and we'll get those shipped out to you post-haste. Congratulations.
Hey, you'll be excited. Woo, woo.
And yeah. everybody else that entered gets a generous supply of Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Ding. Hey, let's throw a number on this. You want to? And then we'll go to the
let's do.
The habanero. Yeah,
the habanero flavor. Wait a minute. What did I forget?
What?
There was one more question in the interview. I asked, is there a song that you'd like to hear Lynn sing? And it turns out there is a song.
Oh, of course there is.
That, yes, of course there is. Let's see. What was that song? I Feel Good by James Brown.
Can you do it?
The Godfather.
I can do it better. I think
I
can.
She can do anything.
I know she can.
I'm up for anything. I say I can do anything.
All right, with no further ado, Lynn Miller and I Feel Good by James Brown.
Headphones on, we gotta.
Wow! I feel good now, I knew that I would. I feel good, I knew that I would now. So good, so good, I got you. Whoa! I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you.
Lynn is now dancing around the room.
When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. When I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. We have an impromptu guest.
Did you order that online? Absolutely. You know, you can get anything online. You know, it's fantastic that this is happening. You know,
it's me and Trump.
You're beautiful, baby. I love you. You're fantastic.
Even when I'm in my workout clothing at 9 in the morning.
Even more so. Yeah. Hot. Very hot.
You're not going to call me an ugly bitch or whatever you call women.
Out of control.
Maybe later. Possibly okay. later. Who knows? I don't know what direction this is going. But I
don't either, but I like it.
Oh, my God.
You want to come sit in?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's get you a chair. I'd like to do that song over. How'd you think?
No.
Okay.
You would don't. I wouldn't mess
okay.
with that.
Right.
No.
We're still rolling, but we'll just edit out. Actually, maybe we'll leave that in. Who knows?
Well,
who knows?
Here, I'll get
when
you a
when you come
coffee.
Back and revisit, you'll see how yeah. it sounds.
Well, an interesting turn of events here. Right in the middle of the broadcast, Donald Trump walked in, completely unexpected.
But you know what? I like I said, I think it's fantastic what you're doing. I just want to say this. You know, the more people are drinking any time of the day, the more likely you're going to vote for someone like me. And I think it's great. You know, this is huge. This is absolutely
huge.
Who
does your hair?
Who does my hair? Yeah. You know. I don't know. I put it on every morning, and I leave it on the counter. Someone takes care of it. You know,
you
I have
dry,
a whole army of people to take
care
of that.
Do you clean that thing?
You'd have to. Absolutely. You would absolutely
Sorry,
have
Donald,
to.
Do you take, would you like tequila or vodka with the salty iguana green Bloody Mary?
You know, I'm sorry, but salty iguana, it sounds like it's from Mexico. You know, it does. Oh. You know?
It's actually from Colorado. It's made in the USA.
They don't have a
All right,
then
I'll have some. That sounds fantastic.
I think he won Colorado, too. So.
I love. Absolutely. Well, you know, they're smoking a lot of weed there, so. That helps my numbers a great deal.
I don't know if I could drink enough to vote for this guy.
I'll have some
You'll
vodka,
drink
please.
With him, though.
I'll drink with just about anybody. Well, you got here just in time because we're about to put a rating on this, the Donald. And again, I wish we had a camera for this podcast because this, I think, is Donald Trump. My God, the likeness is incredible.
It certainly is.
The limo's out in front.
Fantastic.
Where's your jet?
So, as you know, we use the international scale that's universally recognized, 1 to 77, 1 being a god-awful Bloody Mary that we've heard described, 77 being just as good as it gets. So let's go around the room. We're doing the original recipe salty iguana. Lynn, you want to put a number on it?
This is so different. If you want to try the tequila. I'm going to give it a 70.
70? Ooh, nice. That's a good solid number. Brad?
Big Fat, on their website, it says the shelf life of the product is 6 months, and you had remarked when I mentioned that you won't see it because...
It'll be gone.
It'll be gone. This is fantastic.
Yeah.
And the more I drink it, the more that I like it.
Of course.
And I think, Erica, when you were talking about the ingredients in this thing that has less salt... I think that makes a mix much more appealing because the more that you drink it, it's not the salt that's keeping you there. It's more natural, you know, to keep you coming back to that. And I think they have turned the whole Bloody Mary thing upside down. 74.
You know, Donald, if you drink this, you're going to want to run to Mexico.
Absolutely. You know, hey, you know, as long as it's on this side of the wall, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, this side of the table.
Well...
I have
Erica, you want
a rating?
Yes.
You
got a number?
I'm leaning over Donald Trump right now. A little intimidated.
I'm very excited, by the way.
Oh, good. Okay.
He's showing it, too.
Oh, good. I actually did just pour a little bit with tequila, and I think it is better with tequila. But I really like this mix, and the ingredients were all natural. A lot of pepper purees are in it, all natural mix. I would go with a 75.
Ooh.
Boom.
Ooh. We're getting right up there.
Those are some, big numbers.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of a latecomer to the game, the Donald, but you want to throw a number on it?
Well, that's his normal MO, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just want to say something. You know, it's absolutely fantastic. Honestly, I have it with the vodka. It's going down fantastic. It's delicious. I'd probably give it about a 70, 72. It's really up there. It's absolutely delicious.
That's making the statement.
Is it better than that burrito bowl you had in your office at the Trump Tower?
It's about 10 times better than that. Absolutely.
Wow. Well, these are some remarkably high numbers, and I am going to stay right in line, lockstep with the rest of us here, and I'm going to give it a 74, and I'm going to agree with Brad. There is less salt, and there is a lot more other flavors, really interesting and complex, and like he said, as you drink it, they kind of come out more and more, and I definitely would recommend trying it with the tequila. Boy, that it's really tasty. So
true craftsmanship.
Absolutely. So let's move on and do the habanero.
One thing I also...
Donald, would you like a chaser?
Absolutely. I have a delicious Miller Lite right here, which is fantastic.
On their website, if you just Google salty iguana mix. You'll get to their website. And it's interesting because the garnish is a simple skewer of a lemon and a lime.
I love skewering.
You could dress this thing up with a lot more.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lemon and a lime will do it. And especially with the tequila, I could, in fact, I'm going to try that. I got to pour some tequila in the glass here and give it a shot like that. So,
yeah.
I'm liking this.
Cool. All right.
We haven't pissed anybody off today, so that's always a good thing when we're giving a review.
Day's not over yet.
But we have Donald here.
Yeah, that's why I showed up.
Yeah.
You just pissed us off, Donald.
If anybody could. All right, let's start pouring. This is the Green Bloody Mary Mix Salty Iguana Habanero flavor. Mm. And everyone is pretty sold on tequila as the spirit of choice, so... we're going with that. Yeah. Now, I would say the consistency looks pretty similar.
Can we shake that up pretty good, I hope?
Yeah. I did,
Again, it's a real
nice
green color, and you can see lots of chunks of tomatillo in there.
Ooh, that is a little spicier.
Oh, no-y.
Well, those habaneros are a little spicy.
Woo! My son would like this, I'm sure.
Mm. Although Greg's probably going to be like, oh, that's not that hot.
But whoa.
I'm Miss Spice-averse over here.
Everybody has tequila, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is going to be totally different because we're not comparing apples to apples because we're now drinking this with a hotter one or a spicier one with tequila.
So now with tequila, does that cut the spiciness?
Well, I tried
the it doesn't seem
original with both.
I think tequila brings out a little
brings
more
it
spicy.
Out, but, it, but yeah. It's easier to... drink it, I think, with the tequila. It tastes...
Yeah.
It's
if we were drinking straight vodka or straight tequila, I would drink straight tequila before I would
definitely.
Drink straight vodka.
Then I always end up on a beach somewhere and don't get home for days and days.
I probably
days.
Would want a lime,
yeah.
But, you know...
I can't wait. Give me some more tequila.
Ooh. This is even
I don't
better.
Even know how to describe the taste.
Really?
I really don't.
It just reminds me of good
tastes
Mexican cuisine.
The same to me, but spicier.
Yeah.
Like
maybe you're in Puerto Vallarta on the beach.
Puerto Vallarta.
Sitting on the beach, and this really does bring out that
God,
memories.
This is really good.
Guadalajara.
It's got
Let's
a little
just say
more,
as many
I want to say
Spanish.
A bit more tart.
Mexican cities.
Definitely more spice.
But it's
Cancun.
Not spicy.
Puerto Vallarta.
It's not beating you over the head.
It's
right.
not hot.
No,
so
because
for
I'm
for
not.
For those of you who do not like hot, this is not hot.
No, this isn't going
to
kill you.
Nobody's.
A little
it's
bit.
Spicier
I mean, it's
than
definitely.
I'd
I think
like,
I'm getting a little
I'll
like
drink it.
Kind of on the roof of my mouth, the middle of the tongue.
Middle of the tongue.
I'm getting some heat, but it's manageable.
I'd throw this over my taco instead of salsa. I'd throw this over
with tequila, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, could this double as an awesome sauce
Definitely.
For tacos?
Let's go back to the garnish here for a second. If we garnish this, if we had a lemon or a lime,
lime.
And squeeze a little bit of that in there, I bet you that would take a little bit of that. Well, it would add some tart, but it would take
and
it
I had
the
a,
way that...
I had a tequila lime cheddar cheese yesterday, and it was really good. That would be good with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, we could move into doing some pairings, you know. And, yeah, a unique mix like this does kind of make you think of seafood. Or
especially if you haven't had breakfast in the morning yet.
Mm-hmm. Apparently we haven't eaten yet.
Did they? I ate. Did they?
Yeah, it's 9 a.m.
Well, I had
liquid
breakfast,
as usual.
Do they have recipes, like, for...
look it up.
Marinades?
Maybe.
Because this would probably make a really good marinade for some.
Actually, give me a second and I'll talk with you about
the
recipe.
I could see marinating.
Well, you know, if you go to their website, saltyiguanamix.com, I'm pretty sure they do have some recipes on there.
They do. They have
great
for a tomatillo soup.
Ooh.
It's a chicken soup. Shrimp ceviche.
Ceviche.
Sorry about that.
He doesn't speak
Salty
Norwegian.
Salty iguana sweet and spicy wing sauce. Oh, this is sassy.
I'm sassy.
And the picture is pretty cool. There's another Mexican iguana Mexican chicken.
And a fajita.
But then there's a Mary Jane.
Oh.
And the green snapper. And a Maria or a Maria Jane.
Tequila, I bet.
And a green Michelada.
Michelada.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Did you take
Spanish in college and high school?
Si, senor.
Okay. So I didn't do very well. And a shrimp shooter.
Ooh.
Look at that. Look at that pick.
Ooh, I want a shrimp shooter.
Yeah.
Go, yeah, check out their website. That's
it's a very well done website.
Visually stunning.
These guys have got their act together. They've done
salty.
Very well.
They have professional photos.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Yeah.
We know Lynn feels good.
Give her a give her another chance.
I knew that I would.
She's feeling better by the minute.
Give me more.
See, she's got the she's backlit now.
Bum,
so,
bum, bum, bum. Ow!
Well, how about we put a number on this? Because I know people are anxious to hear Todd and Shane, who are working their way into the studio here. So the habanero flavor salty iguana, scale of 1 to 77, Lynn Miller?
73. Yes.
74, exact same reasons as the last one.
Yep. Wow, these good numbers. Erica?
Yeah, what did I say before, 75?
I was drunk, I don't remember.
I think I said something. I'll just go 75 again because I'm not going to downgrade it just because I have a spice-averse thing, but it's tasty. So.
Solid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, the first one, I think 73? I wanted to leave a little room, and I'm glad I did because this one I do like even better. I don't know what my complaint would be. It's hard to give a perfect mark. I'm gonna go 76 on this one. There just isn't anything wrong with it. It's delicious.
And I want to add, I didn't read the ingredients, but the on their nutrition facts, it actually has fiber and protein. I don't know that I've seen that in any other mixes, that they actually have fiber and protein.
That is unique to the tomatillo. I did do a little reading on tomatillos. And they
really?
Yeah, there's a lot of health benefits to them. There's some research going on right now that early indications are that there are some cancer-fighting qualities that the tomatillo has. It's, I don't know, good chunk of vitamin C of your daily allowance. And it's supposed to have
40%.
40%, yeah, it's right
in
there.
In five fluid ounces.
By the time we're done with this podcast, I'll have like 400% of my daily allowance.
Awesome.
So I got that going for me.
You can feel good about that.
I can feel good. Not as good as Lynn feels.
I feel good. Wow.
Can you do that wow?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, when we compare this mix to others that we've had in the past, and this is on their website, says salty iguana is a mix that flips the classic cocktail on its head. And I really think that describes, you know, what I'm kind of sensing around this table.
When we
compare this session to other sessions, and we've had a lot of great reviews, but this one really stands out by far. So Stuart and Brad have done a hell of a job.
No doubt. Kudos. Well, so they definitely knocked it out of the park. Well, thanks for tuning in, and stick around here. We're going to have Shane Sweeney and Todd May here in Three Shakes of a Lamb's Tail. Go to our website, mybigfatbloodymary.com. Leave your comments there. If there's a song you'd like to hear Lynn sing, if you have a question that you'd like us to answer, we'll tackle those. Also, if you want to hit us up on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary, Instagram Big Fat Bloody Mary, and on Snapchat Big Papa BigPapaah, and always on Facebook My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. Next week we are going to be reviewing Vintage Vine, a gluten-free Bloody Mary mix from Lincoln Park, Illinois. Yeah.
I know where that is.
I know where that is.
The land of Lincoln.
So they say. Yeah.
My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast is the name of the podcast if you guys want to subscribe. I'll publish today's edition tomorrow, so if you want to listen to it. And,
you can hear me tomorrow.
And you'll hear the infamous Lynn Miller. She does a song, which we're not going to reveal, which I hope doesn't upstage you guys. But we'll see. You know, we'll just let people decide. She's both. She's famous and she's infamous. So yeah, thanks a lot, guys. I wanted to hit you with a few questions, if you don't mind, for the podcast. And I'm here with Todd May and Shane Sweeney. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So maybe if you don't mind, each of you just kind of hit these questions. We'll start with Todd and we'll work left to right.
Great.
You're first. What inspires your songwriting? Kind of a wide open question.
What inspires it?
Drinking beer.
That helps. Drinking beer does help, but it's more it's a compulsion. It's sort of like a virus I'm trying to fight. I guess that's the best way I can think of it. Or addiction, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. It's less of a choice and more of a need.
Yes. Need. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, all right. Excellent. Well, as artists, I'm probably more importantly interested in what is your favorite garnish for a Bloody Mary? Todd.
I have
booze.
Bullshit. Yeah,
let's move on.
Shane just dropped the mic.
He just dropped the mic. He did. All right. Jesus, I'm nervous. Todd, tell us about your first guitar in your own words.
Well, I'm not very good at anyone else's, so I'll use my word. The first guitar that I ever played. It belonged to my dad, and he would pick it up and, you know, plunk around on it. And I was completely intrigued, one, because, you know, he would pick it up and plunk around on it. The other reason is I have no idea who made it or anything. I've never seen another one, but it was called Playboy. Playboy was written across the top, and so... Not only was the noises coming out of it intriguing, but the fact that it was called Playboy was, that was too much. I was like, I couldn't keep my hands off the Playboy.
Can I be alone with your guitar for a little while? I use it a lot. How about you, Shane?
The first guitar that I ever had, Todd had an awesome answer, and I'm going to get super heavy about this, but my dad wasn't around a lot when I was a kid, but one of the times that he came around, it was Christmas, and I was like, well, fuck it. I want a guitar. And he bought me this, like, Korean knockoff Les Paul, and I didn't know what the hell he was doing, but I would strum just the rhythmic pattern to Faith by George Michael, and I was like, I can fucking play guitar. And then it's... It sat in a corner for like 13 years, and it was, you know, it was total just broken.
Until you found pants tight enough.
So I found my Got Life shirt or whatever. But no, that was my first guitar. It was like a Les Paul thing, and I've never owned another electric guitar. That's totally true.
Awesome. It's really interesting, and it's unfortunate that the podcast doesn't have a video, but Shane has an ass every bit as good as... George Michael.
Absolutely. Well,
you know,
I've been working really hard at it. Thank you. It's
a lifelong effort coming on.
All right, you gotta have. Now we're talking. All right, what's the first song you wrote? Chain first. Oh Jesus! Can we get that? Can we download that?
That's definitely not it. The first song I ever wrote, the song I'm about to play is close, but the first song I ever wrote was a ripoff of a Loudon Wainwright song, and I think it was called like Hey Joseph, not his song, my song was called like Hey Josephine, and it was like listing historical facts in what I thought was a funny metaphorical way. It's probably really fucking terrible.
Yeah. You gotta start somewhere. Todd, do you remember?
I have no... clue. I can't. I have no recollection of the first song that I wrote.
You gotta choose a song like My Darling Clementine.
Well, you'll be surprised that your third grade teacher.
Oh, my darling. I wrote that.
I think Faith, I think, was the first song that I wrote.
You see what he did there?
Did George Michael do the cover, or was that Limp Bizkit?
All right, let's get serious.
Yeah.
Horseradish or not in your bloody?
Absolutely.
That, if there was a devil, that would be the devil's fruit. I have no idea what you're even talking about. That stuff does not exist in my world.
All right, all right. Yeah,
ding, ding, ding.
I should have warned you. It gets heavy on these podcasts. It does. All right. So, Todd, you got a new album coming out. Lydia's got a new album coming out.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new film also coming out. Tukau Garage, who Shane, you play with, there's a new album as well?
Yeah, in August.
Yeah. Anything else we should know about that?
Pretty good.
When we okay. Yeah.
The Tukau record's pretty good too.
Yeah. Nice.
No, for real though, I've heard the Todd May record and it's pretty good.
Well, we were lucky enough to hear at least a song or two from it, and it sounds pretty goddamn good. And I'm not really good at this, you guys. But do you remember the Beatles?
Yes, I do.
You know that song where they say, "The love that you give is equal to the love you take."
Yes.
Is that true?
Well, I've always found it to be true.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. So you're here at the headquarters of My Big Fat Bloody Mary, home of the podcast, also the Bloody Mary concert series. What's your impression of lacrosse? You guys are both from Columbus, Ohio. You blow into town, a couple of drunken sailors looking for a good time. What's your impression of the venue and the city? In 1,000 words or less.
Like most of Wisconsin, I said this earlier this morning, I'm a fan of any state that is predicated on cheese and beer and meat snacks. That is, that's fantastic. Also, wonderful, wonderful people. And you guys have the best Western that has ever existed. There's a water park. There's a white trash water park in the middle of the Best Western.
I did not know that.
And four claw machines.
Why am I sleeping at home at night?
So, yes, this town rules.
Oh, my God. Any impression, Todd, you want to share?
Honestly, my impression of lacrosse is mostly this room.
Sorry about that.
It's awesome. But, it's usually we drive to your house, and then we get out and play, and then we drive away. We're driving, and Shane said, "Well, I forgot how hilly in this part of Wisconsin is." Yeah, it is.
A lot of relief. You know what would be a big relief, though, is if you guys would be so kind.
It wasn't me.
I was trying to move toward that, Lynn, but thank you.
You could hit her, but she had surgery, so don't do it.
So, you guys have graciously agreed to each play a song, and I would love to stop talking and just let you do that right now.
I wrote this song. This is close to one of the first songs that I ever wrote. I wrote it a long time ago. Just put it that way. I won't date myself with how long ago it was. Drunks on the corner I pass by are asking me for change. The women are all dressed up like the next could be their wedding day. But I don't have time for them, not one of them would do. Cause I'm headed on over to your place. Tonight it's only, it's Saturday night. It's Saturday night.
But my friends called up and they said, come on, let's go, man. Have a drink or three. See, I know this little hole in the wall, the first one's always free. Said, I know I promised, but you said, go on, I don't want to hold you down. And then you winked and said, besides, I know you want to chase those other women around. It's Saturday night. It's Saturday night. So we went to the bar, and we got lit up, and then we had some more. I kept thinking how you looked at me as I walked out the door. The hurt on your face that you had tried to hide, and with the tears you did the same. But my friend said, come on, man, you can have some fun. Don't make yourself to blame. It's Saturday night. It's Saturday night. Waited up until I got home, and I tried to state my case. When you looked at me, I could see the tear streaks on your face. So I grabbed you close and I held you tight, but I knew that wouldn't do. Then I looked in your eyes and I lied and I said, I swear to God, I'll make it up to you next Saturday night. Next Saturday night. Next Saturday. Next Saturday night.
Filled up with sorrow and regret as I realize that I failed you once again. I just can't live and I'm scared that I'm slinging back
Well, I want to say a special thanks to Todd May and Shane Sweeney for sharing a song with us, a couple of songs, and their thoughts. We'll see you next week for episode 6 of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.
Yay.
Fabulous.
Awesome.
Yeah, but...